columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com.
Go to 1043thefan.com and subscribe to The Fan Daily for the latest columns, blogs, news, videos, and more sent directly to your inbox every weekday morning.
Here's The Drive.
All right. Are we ready? Yeah? How cool. Hey, by the way, we're getting you ready for Kansas City San Fran thanks to Holy's Folks Barbecue. And we go to Super Bowl opening night. And Kendall Valenzuela is there. Hi, Kendall. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, set the scene for us. Where? And we're looking at it on NFL Network, and the floor looks really dark. Are the Chiefs done?
No. They're still out there.
Oh, okay. All right.
So yeah. So right now the Chiefs are out there right now, and they're set. They're set to go until probably another 30 minutes, and then the 49ers don't come out until around 9 o'clock, like 9, 10 here.
Wow, okay.
So 7 o'clock your guys' time. But the Chiefs are out there. They're all at their podium. It's a madhouse.
Okay.
As my first one, I am so short. I cannot get to anyone over there. Like, there is absolutely
Are you dressed up? Do you have a wig on? Are you dressed as a skier or something? Because that was my experience.
No, I am dressed very professionally, but I have run into a lot of people dressed up, and I did not know that was a thing, and they are just dressed ridiculously, but I guess if that's what they want to do.
All right, well, maybe describe a couple of the people that you see in goofy outfits. What kind of goofy outfits are you seeing this
week? Oh, my gosh, I've seen, they've just been random. I've seen, like, Christmas trees, guys on rollerblades. Tall Australian dudes. I don't know. It's been really fun, though, and it's really cool for the fans to be able to sit up there and experience it. I think if my team was in the Super Bowl and I had not had these opportunities, I would have definitely bought tickets to this because they're in Marlins Park. The baseball field's all closed up, but it's really cool for them to just sit in the stands really close to the players and, like, being able to see everything going on down there.
Hey, if you see James Corden's parents, go ahead and tell them we're on a first-name basis after my Super Bowl media day. Tell them I said hello. They're hilarious. You're going to love it. Go act like you're associated with the team and see if you can get interviewed by them. That's why it was my 15 seconds of fame, getting myself and my son on James Corden. Yeah.
I did, coming up on 1043thefan.com, I did interview, we stopped Eric Bieniemy, and he was elated. He was elated to find us and to talk about Fridge and the good old days at CU. So that was really fun to see him out here and have him describe his days at CU and then see it all come back around to the Super Bowl for this Sunday.
Kendall, I see that there's a white kind of stage in the backdrop behind everyone.
Where is she?
What area are you in?
No, what stadium? What is it?
So I'm by the stage. So they have a stage in the middle. Is that what you're talking about?
No,
they have
physically,
what is the location?
Yeah.
Oh, Marlins Park.
The baseball park.
Yes. So they have really, you have all the baseball seats, but they have put up, like, black curtains and everything and really enclosed it. It is really tight in there. So it's right. Everything is in center field at Marlins Park.
Okay.
So that stage I was talking about, are they allowing any media or players on that stage? Because I was wondering if there's a possibility that you could find your way on that stage so we can actually see you on television.
You know, I would love to keep my credentials for the rest of the week.
I don't want you to get in trouble.
But
that'd be worth it.
But they are bringing all the players out onto that stage as a little, like, opening ceremony. The cheerleaders come out and everything. Mm-hmm. So the Chiefs just did it, and then they walk them down the other side of the white stage and bring them to their stated podium. So they're going to do the same exact thing when the 49ers come out.
Yes, we're watching a girl who's...
That's Christy Brinkley's daughter. She was on Dancing with the Stars.
That's Christy Brinkley's daughter?
Yes.
She's wearing, like, a suit jacket with a bra, and that's it?
Was that?
Yeah, that's what she was.
There are some characters out here. I will give you that. But I give them props for just coming out dressed up or bringing props. I've seen a lot of props.
Okay. Are you next to any NFL player right now in a white sweatshirt?
No. I am, like I said, my height has really affected how I work tonight. And I have been very much pushed out of inner circle, so I really just need to squeeze in there and find someone.
Okay. Who's usually they have a band playing between, or are they between or afterwards? Is there any entertainment
they
there?
They have marching band, I want to say, is okay. here. So they've been walking around playing and stuff, but it's just like I said, I think it's really cool for fans to be able to come into Marlins Park in January and then be able to see their team, their respective team, come out here and be interviewed and all that stuff.
Have you seen Broncos Ron, the guy who always goes to every...
You know what? I have not.
You got to find him.
Huff and I have been looking, and we have not found him yet, but we're going to, for sure.
This guy, Ron, who's an uber Broncos fan.
Got the jacket, right?
Usually he wears like a Von Miller shirt or something, but he might have had a jacket. Ron Cahill, K-Pill, something like that. Ron, I'm screwing your name up, I'm sorry. But this dude goes to every single Super Bowl week. Doesn't go to the game, goes to the city where the Super Bowl week's happening.
I saw a dude with a patch of every single Super Bowl on his jacket. I'm assuming that's the guy.
Well, Ron, he is a Broncos fan. So no matter what's going on, he's always wearing his Broncos gear. So look out for him one way or the other. And Kendall, here's what I anticipated. Where is Mike Evans?
Mike Evans. So here's a Mike Evans update. Mike Evans is feeling great.
Oh.
He's got Gatorade pushed into him from DeHuff. And DeHuff wants me to tell you he bought him Imodium.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. Then it depends. Did he get him Depends?
Yeah. So he is all good to go. Hopefully we will see him in the morning. He'll be with the morning show. And Mark has landed, so we officially have the whole crew here. Okay. For Super Bowl week.
Hey, well, tell Mike I think he's an embarrassment, all right? Tell him he's an embarrassment.
You know, DeHuff did want to go get him diapers and tell him to just get on his way, but he said he wouldn't do it.
Well, we really appreciate and love the Super Bowl updates. Thanks for bringing us some flavor, Kendall.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, there you go. Cool.
Depends, huh?
That was, outside of the game, the most fun event of the week.
Yeah. You know what? Let's take, when we come back, let's talk about Media Night. Have you ever been to Media Night at all?
Why would you go there? You know
sorry.
That
I, one game away
and they
from
just
that,
showed yeah. the highlight of Champ Bailey.
I
mean,
no, sorry.
That's what I thought I was liking you.
Champ Bailey was actually just on TV talking about Nick. And they
really?
were. They did show the play.
Yeah,
they were showing the play
yeah,
over and over.
Yeah.
Champ was breaking down that play.
Oh, so
I didn't hear the audio, but
Nick
I guarantee you that Nick's name was brought up.
Well, that means Nick was just on NFL Network.
Yes, he was.
That's so funny because
that's why I was snapping my fingers at him trying to get his attention.
Okay, sorry. And I know on the Zoakley show they were talking. And Stoke was on NFL Network, like, during the middle of their show, because they were showing...
Oh, there you go.
Stoke's got a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
That's pretty cool.
Come back. Yeah, Media Night for you. Because I think you are in a... I doubt you're in a podium.
I was on the field for a touchdown.
Okay. There's no way you're in a podium, though, right?
Of course not.
All right, we'll get to that.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net, call 303-388-8766, or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
Here's The Drive.
Hear from Kendall from the Media Night, and I guess the Chiefs are done, and now we move along to the 49ers.
She sounded like she was having a real good time.
Well, it's a fascinating night. It's not quite as goofy as it once was, because frankly, there's just so many media people in there. You're packed in there like sardines. Even though they're at a big place like Marlins Park, the available space just to mill about is it's pretty cramped.
Oh yeah, it's like you're inching your way through a giant crowd of people.
Yeah, and in San Francisco, oh boy, Tyler, help me out. Where was media night in San Francisco? I was there. I should know.
Gosh, you know what?
Holy cow, where was it?
It was in the Sharks, I don't know.
Was it in San Jose?
I think it was. I just know what the room looked like. I took a bus there.
I thought usually they do that during the daytime, not during the evening.
Well, they used to. It used to be on Tuesday during the day.
Yes.
And they changed
now
it.
Now it's the very first thing you do. It's the very first event you have.
I think it was where the Sharks play your year.
I think it was. I'm not positive.
Yeah.
I know what it looked like on the inside.
Well, anyways, I think you're right. I was at a baseball stadium in Arizona. That was kind of nice, at Chase Field, which was a little bit more space. But at the hockey arenas, it's tight. You know what? I think you're right. I think it was in San Jose because both teams were in Santa Clara and San Jose. Mm-hmm. It wasn't in San Francisco.
No, I know it was not in San Francisco.
The crazy thing, though, is for you, you're not at a podium.
Right.
You're told to, what are you told to do?
Well, you are, first off, there was a cool moment, like at the very beginning, all the guys get to like come out to the announcement of their name. It's like pitch black, and then they got like the light show going off. Mm-hmm. So that part was like the one like unique moment that you all get to experience individually.
Yeah.
But outside of that, you go down onto the floor, and then they've got the podiums for Peyton Manning, DeMarcus Ware, Aqib Talib, Chris Harris,
right.
all the big time guys. The rest of you, dude, go hang out. Go hang out. Have a good time. And the interviews were like the most bizarre interviews you've ever had. I for real had people that were wearing skis somehow like going through the floor wearing skis. They had goggles on. They had parkas on. I mean, the whole get up. They were from Austria and it was hilarious. And they were asking me questions that I didn't understand. And I was answering questions they didn't understand. Really fun.
I know why I wasn't there. Because we were on the...
Oh, you want to turn this into your moment now?
No, but now
I thought this was my moment.
I'm remembering now why I'm fuzzy on it, because even though the Broncos were there, we were on the air and you guys were there. Oh, that's right. So because I was trying to think, why didn't I see you there?
Right.
Okay, so then the skis thing to me, I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm sorry. I apologize.
No.
So a guy's on with skis. Who else is there then?
You mean as far as media members?
Well, I guess because...
Oh, dude, I don't know who these people are. I mean, they're from all over the world. I had guys that were doing, like, soccer trick shots, like, asking me to help, like, kick the ball with them. you know, and then there was this cute older couple that comes up to me, and I have no idea who they are. All I know is they have funny accents. One of them was bald, and the other lady was super nice, giving me hugs. She gave me a kiss on the lips. Like, she walks up to me, and it's all on camera. Like, she hasn't met me yet.
Yeah.
But she just walks up to me. She grabs me by the cheeks, and she gives me a big kiss on the lips, right?
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What? Dead serious. Right wow. on camera. It was James Corden's mom. So I do an interview with them, and it absolutely made the show.
Oh,
okay?
Wow.
It was a lot of fun. And then after we won the Super Bowl, now we're down there in the confetti. I got all my kids with me. We're doing snow angels in the confetti. And all of a sudden this same couple comes up to me and they're like, Tyler. And so I'm like, hey guys, how you doing?
Did she kiss you again?
I've got my son Noah in my arms. No, she didn't. But she did give me a huge slap on the butt on camera. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But I've got my son in my arms and I get interviewed him. And this time they put headphones on and I'm talking to James as well. And so my son made it on. So I made it onto the show two times. And my son made it the second time in the post game celebration.
That's pretty
very
sweet.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
That's sweet.
See, I looked at that and I think it looks fun.
Oh, it's a blast. It was a blast. Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't this one of those?
Because the interviews aren't about football.
Yeah.
There's the guys up at the podium are getting interviews about football.
Mm-hmm.
But all of us just peons down on the floor that are walking around like a bunch of ants in a crowd. Yeah, we're just getting all the crazies.
I always wondered about that because they have their key guys that they want to ask questions to, the big name guys. What did everyone else do on the floor while they were doing it?
It's confusing.
Yes.
Well, you know, sometimes the biggest question may be, who are you?
So then somebody comes up. I forget what magazine it was, but somebody comes up and they're like, "Hey, do you have any tattoos?" And I'm like, "I've got a tattoo." And they're like, "Can we see it?
Tattoo magazine."
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't. But they're like, "Can we take a picture of it?" And I'm like, "Why?" like this requires me like rolling my sleeves up and everything,
right,
you know.
Right.
And you know, my tattoo is very meaningful towards my brother and mm-hmm. and all that. But it was actually kind of cool because then they took a picture of it, and then there's a story about my tattoo and what it means in my life. Yeah.
It's funny because it seemed like the coverage from other countries, they're the ones that ask the weirdest questions.
Well, the weird countries, I don't know. I am always amazed when I've seen them every year, except this year. But you're from Germany or Australia. Like, who do you work for that has the budget to actually send you to this thing?
I think most of them are free. I think most of them are freelancers that they pay their own way out there
and try to sell it,
and they're trying to get picked up. Yeah,
okay, you're probably right about that. That actually makes a lot more sense.
That's why the questions are so ridiculous that they ask. Because they're trying to kind of get that splash type of reaction from you.
Well, it's become, believe it or not, media nights become less goofy as time goes on because there's just so many more people. So the it's difficult to ask any questions. So to ask something goofy or stupid is somewhat limited. But the guys on the floor are always interesting because you're a guy on the floor.
See, me and Terrell Suggs, we're one and the same.
Well, Suggs is on the floor, isn't he?
He's on the floor. You know, we're in the same category.
How lucky is he? I mean, you are released by...
How lucky is Emmanuel Sanders?
The Ravens. Yeah, exactly.
How lucky are any of these guys that end up there?
And then the Cardinals release you, then you end up on the Chiefs roster, and you're in another Super Bowl.
You forget. I mean, Emmanuel Sanders is in the Super Bowl.
Yes, he is.
Emmanuel Sanders is in the Super Bowl.
What, this is what, for his third time, right? Is it his third or second?
I think second. I think he came here, oh boy.
Along with Ben Garland, Kyle Shanahan, Bobby Turner, John Lynch.
I was thinking about, you know, you go from a team that's, you know, not going anywhere to like.
Oh, I would say he won that. You know, when he put his foot down and said, "I want to be traded."
Yeah.
Good job. Good job.
T-Suggs won.
You won that? No, I'm talking about Emmanuel.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Well,
where are you right now?
I'm still on, you know, T-Suggs. I actually did this Pro Hollywood boot camp with him, and he was on our team. I was directing, and he was one of the writers. So very interesting character, but I'm really happy for him.
All right, well, right on. More from Kendall as the week progresses, and Mike Evans, good to hear that he has overcome all the massive hardships of skiing in Aspen and hanging out in Miami. This is The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 104.3thefan.com.